You're listening to Mischief Media.
This is just a movie about birds fucking.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, just like, hey, I'm gonna go to a different country to fuck a bird. Like, come on.
Episode of Nonplussed, a gay romp through the Disney Plus vault. That over there is my husband, Clancy.
And over there is my husband, Josh.
And we are Nonplussed, a Mischief Media podcast.
Yes,
hello,
we are.
Hello.
Hi.
Spring is trying to spring.
Yeah.
We keep getting like a day of snow and then 3 days of 60 degree weather. It's weird.
It's nonsense. I mean, the snow just melted, so I'm expecting any day now for it just to, you know, to get another 3 feet of snow.
Yeah, it makes me hesitant to go pick up all of the dog poo in the yard because if it's just going to snow again, I'm not going to go back out there until it melts.
It's never going to snow again.
Dry ass yard ain't got no shrubbage.
We don't have
we don't, but we bought some bulbs at Costco.
We did.
We're getting way off track because boy, this movie. Oh my God. I mean, look, it's nobody's fault, but okay. Anyway, we'll get into it in a minute. First, we have some news.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's finally happened. Hulu and Disney Plus have merged and have a teal logo and combined libraries. If you subscribe to the combined tier like we do.
Yeah, I it's kind of interesting that they're kind of segmenting it the way that they are now. I mean, it took me a minute to figure out why it was teal in the first place. It's like, what was wrong with the old logo? Happened.
And they got rid of the snap.
Yeah, it's super. I don't understand it. But they did post something on like their social media, which showed kind of like the Hulu and the Disney Plus colors.
Yeah.
And then in the middle was that teal color. So it makes sense why they chose it.
Yeah, I get it. But it was weird.
It was weird.
I'll drop in the Vulture article that sort of explains all of the frequently asked questions about
the intricacies of the merger. Yeah.
So you can reference that if you haven't yet.
Yeah.
Or haven't gotten that information otherwise. Also in Doctor Who news, Russell T. Davies is predicting the death of the BBC. I'll link this Deadline article, but he was doing an interview where he was saying, you know, what they're doing now with TV and what they're doing with the show. Like,
yeah.
BBC is less and less willing to front that money and they always have to find a co-producer. And at some point the BBC model is just going to go. So,
cause it's all state funded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Which is also why there's weird regulations on what can be on the air at what time. Although after 9 PM in the UK, you can drop F bombs, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you can show penises.
That's right. Cause there's that one show,
The
Naked Truth, is that what it's called?
Something like that. But it's like Love is Blind, but if you got to see the naked bottom half before. And I'm going to make a decision on whether I like you based on your feet, genitals, and then pecs. Face be damned. Anyways.
Yeah, it's hard to unpack, right? It's a whole new level of shallow while trying not to be shallow.
I mean, they do make it like they reveal them after every like elimination and they get to be like, you could have had this. I was pretty.
What I'm interested in are the statistics for things like is there a some sort of ratio between things like girth and charm?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, it is kind of,
if he's got a full bush, does that mean he's hilarious or just that he doesn't wash all that off? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are way off track.
And they have done gay contestants before, which is great. I love that.
We love inclusivity.
And it also kind of like, makes people feel a little bit better about their dick size, depending on, you know, wherever it is in the spectrum. It's a wide spectrum. Here we are.
Howdy doody. Talk about left turns. Also, this happens to be dropping on April 1st, and we haven't done this in a while, so we may as well highlight a couple of things that are coming to the platform. I've dropped in the Variety article that is the full list. Here's the thing. It's just one movie and a bunch of TV shows, and the movie is Wish.
Oh.
Which apparently
we hadn't seen that yet.
We hadn't seen it. It didn't do well critically or box office. I think it's worth a watch for the platform. For this.
I at least want to see that star get up to some shenanigans.
It's so cute, right? I want a reason to buy the star merch.
Yeah.
From the Disney store.
It
That's
does
what I
feel
need.
Like the blue star from the Super Mario Brothers, like antithesis.
Oh yeah.
Whereas that one's like, you know, please bring me the sweet release of death.
Yes.
But I'm cute.
But, that also means, obviously, in terms of TV shows, more X-Men 97, which we're excited about.
Yes.
Also,
it's so Bad fucking Batch. Good.
It's so good. It's hard to explain because, yes, it is still very much that 90s cartoon vibe, but it's...
Except for everyone is bisexual and it's delightful.
Something like that. All the guys are in crop tops. There's that one meme going around that's like Xavier going, to me, my X-Men, and he's got a crop top on, and then everybody's jumping in and they all have crop tops on.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I miss it. See, that's what I'm waiting for. We're kind of getting back around to like late 80s, early 90s fashion in the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as dudes start wearing crop tops again, I'm in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But speaking of the merger and why, because I think it's all connected. There's not a whole lot of movies coming to the platform that are new or whatever, because all of these Hulu movies are now on, and there's a wild expanse of things that are now just fed up to... Like For You on Disney Plus. Speaking of which, this movie happens to be one of them. Our
yes.
research this week, as always, comes from Wikipedia, IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, Box Office, Mojo. Clancy, what did we watch for this week's episode?
We watched 2011's Rio.
Yes.
With an exclamation point.
With an exclamation point. What's the blurb from Disney Plus?
Blue, a rare macaw, leaves his home in small town Minnesota and heads to Rio to help save a species.
When my baby bothers me, I go to Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was released March 22nd, 2011. This is one of the Blue Sky Media.
So same people that did like Ice Age.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their last one was that Spies in Disguise where they turned a black man into a pigeon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And
it was
then,
also Will Smith.
Yes.
So...
And that was they were part of Fox by then. So that's why they're part of Disney now, because of that merger. It was directed by Carlos Saldana, screenplay by Don Reimer, Joshua Sternin, Jennifer Ventimiglia, and Sam Harper.
Yeah. In terms of the cast, we've got Jesse Eisenberg as Blue.
Anne Hathaway as Jewel.
Love her. Will I Am as Pedro.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx as Nico.
George Lopez as Raphael.
Tracy Morgan as Louise. That bird is a liar.
That bird is a liar.
Who are you?
I'm Brian Fellow.
That bird is a liar.
I'm Brian Fellow.
He's starting to make me mad. He better shut up.
Jermaine Clement as Nigel. That's fun.
Yeah, I pointed that out.
Oh. It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Leslie right. Mann as Linda Gunderson.
Rodrigo Santoro as Dr. Tulio Monterio.
Yes, and he also voices a soccer announcer later in the
game.
Oh,
cool. That's awesome.
Jake T. Austin as Fernando.
Carlos Ponce as Marcel.
Davia Vieira as Armando.
Jeffrey Garcia as Tipa.
Jane Lynch as Alice the Goose.
Oh, my God. And then Wanda Sykes is Chloe? Oh, my God.
The Goose, yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yes, it was right at the beginning. I pointed this out.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome.
Okay. Any thoughts before we get started?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of wild that, like, this is just a movie about birds fucking.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, just like, hey, I'm going to go to a different country to fuck a bird. Like, come on.
And we're supposed to believe, even though they're both birds, that Jesse Eisenberg and Anne Hathaway are in any way on a level.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
This bird would not survive in the wild. Now, I mean, okay, let's get into it.
Yeah.
In Moose Lake, Minnesota, a crate containing an orphaned male Spix macaw hatchling that was smuggled out of Brazil falls from a truck and is found by Linda Gunderson, who names him Blue. 15 years later, Blue is highly domesticated and unable to fly and is frequently ridiculed by the Canada geese that come by Linda's bookstore. Ornithologist Tulio Montero invites Blue and Linda to Rio de Janeiro for Blue, the last known male of his species, to mate with the last known female. At Tulio's aviary in Rio, Blue meets his prospective mate, the fiercely independent Jewel, who longs to flee back to the wilderness. Later that night, while Linda and Tulio are out, the macaws are captured by an orphan boy named Fernando and a sulfur-crested cockatoo named Nigel, both of whom work for a gang of smugglers led by Marcel, who wants to leave the country quickly to sell Blue and Jewel on the black market.
Yeah.
They really do pack a lot right there into the beginning. I will say, the opening scene, the whole opening scene gave me Enchanted Tiki Room vibes.
Oh, really? How so?
Because all the singing birds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they all had like different parts and stuff. Granted, when they actually started singing as a full chorus, it was mildly terrifying. I shrieked. It was kind of nuts. It goes from that. The turn is so traumatic.
Okay.
How is this for kids?
Yeah, it seems really weird, right?
Yes, he's a baby, and then all of a sudden, everyone that's dancing, the people, the community he's trying to be a part of, is instantly taken from him.
Okay, yeah. So, like, all the people that he knew.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a hatchling, and he gets captured from Rio.
Oh, right, because it starts in Rio. Got it. Okay, so we go flash forward to him
Minnesota.
Being Minnesota. Yeah,
mm-hmm. He falls off the back of that truck.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay. Shh. I'll take care of you.
But I had three notes here. A, this is one of the many reasons we don't buy exotic pets.
Yeah. I mean, they'll outlive you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, one moment. B, this truck driver must be from Denver given the way he drives on snow.
Okay.
And C, this is absolutely the right time to get a pair if you're going to, because they do live 60 plus years and it's best to get them as a child, because otherwise you're going to have to will somebody that bird.
Yeah.
And I promise you, no one in your life loves it as much as you do. I may or may not be talking about my wine aunt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what she's going to do with all those birds. She breeds them.
Oh, my God.
Do you think there's bird shit all over this bookstore?
Tyler Blue Gunderson, you know these vitamins are good for you. Ooh, what's this?
Gotcha.
Like on the books or?
Well, yeah, because she lives above.
Oh, yeah.
She lives above the bookstore and he's always down there with her.
And the bird. Yeah, he can fly throughout the store I assume so. Like the birds don't generally like go to a place.
They're
to
not
poop,
courteous
right?
about it. No, no, not at all. Although if some TikToks are to be believed, they can be. who's to say?
Well, if it isn't my favorite nerd bird.
Very, very funny. Real mature.
Hey, pet, where are you migrating to this year, huh? The breakfast nook?
Throw all the snowballs you want. I'm protected by this magical force field called glass. It's what keeps us so toasty and warm in here while you guys are out there freezing your...
La, 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 la.
Wanda Sykes and Jane Lynch as these geese. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Seriously, one of my favorite parts. Do you not? Okay, what's going on?
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm doing a lot of the heavy lifting, a lot of the talking in general. Did you take any notes during the section?
I mean, I read the synopsis and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
No, Clancy. I mean, when we do this show,
yeah,
we watch the movie. And we've got our notes broken out by section. Do you have any notes for this section?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, I don't know. I just felt like it was kind of a simple movie, so I didn't really do too many notes. Like,
okay.
I mean, what?
Okay. It's already late. I thought that we had, okay. I can't. I mean, what the fuck?
I watched it. So like, I know what's going on.
Did you? What else is the movie about?
Well, the bird.
Yes.
It goes to Rio because he's got to mate with the other bird. And then there's like some shenanigans that happen and they're like, they can't get it together. And
what's the bird's full name?
Rio?
No, sorry.
Blue. It's Blue.
He's got a full. God damn it. Clancy, did you watch the movie? We were right there next to each other. Wait, were you actually sleeping?
Well,
I thought you were joking.
No, I like
Clancy!
I said, I didn't think it was that again.
What the fuck? Are we doing this or not?
Yeah.
What happened? This is so out of character. What happened?
I felt like it wasn't. Like that wasn't that deep of a movie, so I was just like, I can do this.
No. I'm sorry. You wouldn't.
Sorry, I had my headphone in and I was.
You what?
Well,
use your words, Clancy.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I felt like I had the. Like I had the new Beyonce album going on on my ear, and I just was like. I thought that again. I was paying attention, but
you were listening to the Beyonce album in the ear that I couldn't see while we were supposed to be watching this movie.
It just came out, so I just wanted to.
I thought you were crying because it meant something. I thought you were crying because like it hit. Oh my god. All right. We had a town hall meeting and we can't not have an episode. We can't.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain it. You don't have to be sad for the people. I just want them to know what they're getting into now.
Okay.
Since we don't want to do a rewind so early in the season. We already were a little bit delayed with our hiatus and getting started and whatever. So if there's one thing we can both talk about today, I guess it's the Beyonce album.
Okay.
I mean, let's just fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're at 20 minutes. We got 40 more minutes to fill.
Yeah. I mean, while I was typing, I did type out, while I was taking notes on the album. I actually wasn't taking notes on the movie. So that's kind of what's going on. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, Beyonce's Cowboy Carter. This is act two of her, what are people calling their trilogy?
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited about that. There was a press release that came out from Parkwood Entertainment, which is her, you know, her company, saying
hiring,
huh? It redefines what rebuilds, what country and Americana is kind of a neat way to think about it. Cowboy Carter was actually recorded before Renaissance, with the pandemic, there was just too much heaviness in the world. Beyonce said, we wanted to dance. We deserve to dance, but I had to trust in God's timing. And so she'd actually recorded Cowboy Carter before.
Sometimes I trust in God's timing and I literally shit my pants. So good for her.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting and actually makes a little bit more sense as to the cadence of the albums together.
Sure.
So I think we'll start with the one that I think we're most excited about, which is Jolene.
Yes, I like that Dolly is on the little intro and she refers to herself as Dolly P. That is so cute.
It is.
And I think like my one big note about this song is that I like it's that it's not just a one-to-one cover. I like that it's fully her interpretation.
Yeah, we're going to put a clip of the songs here. We're going to put a clip of the original. And a clip of Beyoncé's. Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man. Jolene, I know I'm a queen, Jolene, I'm still a Creole Benji bitch from Louisiana. Don't try me. It's a little bit more threatening versus pleading.
Yeah, she at one point she says something about you don't want this smoke.
Yeah.
This is a woman of a modern age. Mm-hmm. This is a post-lemonade woman, as Dolly P refers to at the beginning.
Well, and she's calling back to her roots as well, saying like, I'm a Creole banshee bitch from Louisiana. Don't same. Try me. Like, that's because her mother was Creole.
Same.
And like, I mean, yes.
I mean, Shreveport isn't really Creole,
but still, like, it's that sort of framing that a lot of this is coming from. And, you know, she was raised by a lot of this stuff to begin with. So, yeah, it's really cool.
I hope she takes this album to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo next year. I would fly. We would get tickets.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So the next song I want to talk about is Bodyguard, which I think is one of my favorites.
Okay.
She's kind of flipping the gender roles around and the sort of like what it means to be a person in a relationship.
She's
and
the Costner to his Whitney.
Exactly.
Sure.
You know, there's some references to, you know, Summer Renaissance with the Donna Summer cover from the previous album.
Yeah.
And like having those sort of traditional roles flipped around. Same with like Whitney Houston when she sang her own love affair with Bodyguard.
Right.
And then the other cool thing about this, and I think we'll probably touch on a little bit later, is that she kind of calls out Miles Davis a little bit in this album or in this song. And Miles Davis, he was a jazz musician.
Yeah.
Right?
Legend.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Reference that she's making kind of with in this song is coming from the Miles Davis song, Country Sun.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of a little bit bringing the genres together and like blending things. And it's kind of interesting.
There's the one called Daughter that kind of aligns.
Yeah.
A little bit too. God, go ahead.
And then kind of transitioning into what I think our other favorite song on this, which is Two Most Wanted, which is the Miley Cyrus feature.
Those harmonies be tight.
Oh my God. They were so good.
So good.
She talking.
Going down the 405. I can relate to this song as a country boy going down the 405.
I've done that. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those things like where she's talking about like, you know, will you let me ride shotgun? And she's using things like that are...
It's got a very Thelma and Louise vibe.
Yeah, very, very much so. And it's
a non-sexual sapphic sisterhood, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Heavy like the two most wanted and I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. Yeah. Texas Hold'em, that's the one that came out with the single.
Yes, with 16 cabbages.
With 16 cabbages.
Right, they dropped at the same time?
Yes, they came out at the same time, right.
Are there really that many species of cabbage, or am I misunderstanding the song?
Oh, it's carriages.
Got it.
Which is a little bit more
robust.
Yeah. Like that's a lot of carriages.
Are they filled with cabbages?
They could be. But anyways, with the Texas Hold'em song, there's some cool similarities between Pure Honey on
Renaissance.
Yeah. Where she in this song has this line.
Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, you run to the left. Just work me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding.
In the song Pure Honey, she talks about
bad bitches to the left. Money bitches to the right. You can be both, meet in the middle, dance all night. Take it all off, or just a little if you like. It's pure. It should cost a billion to look this good.
Like, it's almost mirrored. Yeah. Like, and it's a really interesting way.
She's a very talented artist.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, from here, like, where does she go? I think there's going to be an act three.
Do we think it's jazz? Do we think it's new wave? Do we think it's hard rock?
I think it's rock. I think that we're going from, it was kind of country folk in this one.
Sure.
Act one was house and dance and disco. And then, yeah, I think if she's reclaiming genres that had been taken away or co-opted,
then rock and roll makes the most sense.
Absolutely.
Whether or not you are a fan of this information, black people invented rock and roll.
Yeah.
Just watch Dreamgirls. They'll tell you all about it.
So yeah, that's all the notes that I have.
Okay. Well,
so just over 20 minutes in,
I could probably stitch something together from old audio that we haven't used before.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I just want to get an episode out.
I don't want us to end like this on.
We won't. It's fine. It's okay. Fine. I'm going to make sure it's funny. It's fine. At the theater on Hollywood Boulevard, the one that's next to the, you know.
The UCB one?
No. On the theater. That is on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what it was
fucking
called.
The Sony. I don't know. It's the big, it's where they have the Oscars.
Oh, the Chinese Man's Theater?
No, because that's the movie theater.
The Dolby theater?
Is it the Dolby
theater?
Hit a marker because I'm going to have to chop up a bunch of this.
Hang on. My thing peaked. So I just need to figure out why. Hey, that peaked again. Hey, hey. There we go. That's better.
Hey, hey, hey,
macho man,
macho man. Go ahead and hit that marker.
But this whole 3D thing, yes, I do agree, was a little bit of, yeah, that was a little bit hokey.
Or maybe I'm just tired of seeing Pat Sajak's leathery old face.
That's what it is. That's exactly
what
it is.
He's kind of a curmudgeon, and I don't mind shitting on him.
Yeah.
He's not going to hear this.
He's not.
What do you have?
I have something about the ASPCA.
I do too, but I don't know what it's a reference to.
Yeah, I don't either. So we can skip over that.
Go ahead and hit a marker while I find myself. With the help of the GoHo. Kerman. It reminds me of the lyrics to that TikTok that was kind of funny. That was Stacy's dad.
Stacy's dad has got me down bad. He's all.
I swear it felt longer. Directed by, why was that snort there? I need to. directed by John Bradshaw.
All right. A, B, C. It's like Arnold's in the room.
No. Jesus.
It'll only get worse from here. Believe me. Yeah.
It's those. I'm honest again. Woof. Martini's got some things to say about it.
She really does.
Hold on, let me put a marker in and you can go put her upstairs.
Martini.
We do stuff all the time and you don't
scream. We sit down here and she starts screaming like a banshee. We literally just fed her and then she took a really loud shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's away.
Anyway. The Roger.
The Irma Lerman Merman murder. Turn the birds word lurid. The whir and the purr of a twirler girl. She would the world word demure. The insurers a law for valor. Wap your carriwara. One ferment whirl over her turgid error. Royal Jura. Royal Jura.
Richard.
No, Warren.
I'm going to go ahead and put a marker here because no one needs to hear my existential dread.
Existential dread.
Very that.
And the malevolent metallic embodiment of their treacherous former patron.
Malevolent.
Malevolent metallic. The malevolent metallic embodied. Wow, why can't I say this? Oh, because of the commas. That's what it is. They finally, Jesus. I'm sorry. Okay.
I just nearly knocked over a lamp. The next day, Lyle insisted on taking Ursula up the backside. Accepts him as.
He's a struggle bus right now.
Just awful. It's like from here down, you might be. This is how hard this one was on me. I've got a drink.
Yeah. It was. I mean,
do you want to just go right into the mic too? Yeah. Actually, if I want to go pee real quick, should I pause or stop?
Stop it.
Reading the inscriptions.
Do me a favor and adjust this because I'm getting a lot of plosives.
You want me to do the whole thing again?
No. For some reason, you were turning to the mic to do your P's.
Oh.
Do the P's over here.
Reading of the inscription. No, he just reads the inscription. That's it. I peeked there.
You did a lot.
Am I too close?
Yeah. You want to pull back a little bit or just talk over it a little bit.
Fine. Because
what you're doing is you're doing this to make your points. And do you make your points like this, and it'll be a bit easier, more even.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
With no... we get a whole series of Chekhov's plot devices.
We get a whole series of Chekhov's plot devices here. With the rain...
Because there's
a whole bunch of bullshit here that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Ooh, a bull enema? Whoops, I'm going to hit the marker right now because that's not going in.
My God.
Joanne Worley.
The
Gooberry in the jello. Oh, no.
No, cut that.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't make me laugh too much. My back is sore.
Oh.
Oh, no. It's acquaintance zone. Oh, with the Clackle Boys. Yeah. The acquaintance zone. It makes me sad when you don't laugh.
What? I didn't get it.
Never mind.
Okay.
What's really funny about the back half of this thing and the sort of like Bing Crosby of it all is that the modern equivalent of this would be like if Miley Cyrus was telling us a half musical F. Scott Fitzgerald story. Being like, Jay Gatsby or whatever. Like,
Jam Tomorrow.
I don't know why my Miley Cyrus is suddenly Carol Channing. And I don't know why your Carol Channing is a mad Lily Tomlin. Creeper. Also, she La 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 la. Well, if they're some of those fancy chickens, so they look like weird space chickens, but they're still fucking chickens.
Those fancy chickens, they look like weird space chicken.
The next morning, Ichabod's hat is found at the bridge next to the shattered jack-o'-lantern, but Ichabod himself... hold on. The next morning...
You going through puberty there, honey? It is a little bit. It's like, you know...
Sarah Jessica Parker shouldn't be doing drag.
I was just about to say that. Holy shit.
No, Sarah Jessica Parker is delightful. And
she's great.
We would never joke about her looking like a horse first. Ever. Somebody else already did it.
Yeah.
You can't blame us. He's trying to woo women to get fed.
It's a little sketchy.
You can judge, but there were points in my life in college where I thought, you know what? I'm broke. I'll go on this date if he'll buy me dinner.
Oh, honey.
The things I've had to do. Or some chicken crispers from Chili's.
I honestly don't think I've ever done that.
I have definitely gone on a date just for the dinner.
You hussy.
It's usually at the end of the semester when your meal card's running out. At least one answer to that is not me.
Hang on.
I don't need you to talk.
Are we still doing phrasing? I enjoyed enjoying this movie with you.
If you really are into Shakespeare and you are also like,
I said a very sweet thing to you just now.
Aww.
What did I say?
I don't know what
I said. I enjoyed enjoying this movie with you.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, so maybe fucking listen to me from time to time.
Holy shit.
You realize that I fucking love you. And then I say really sweet fucking things to you from time to time. You just fucking open your goddamn ears.
My ears are open. As is my heart. And I'm nonplussed.
Yes. And we.
Oh, and we.
Are.
Not just I, both of us.
Wait, it's the end of the show. You just gotta go bigger.
I know.
You can't just be like, and I'm Derry Merbles, and this is Nonplussed.
Join us next week when David Bean Cooley will be filling in for Richard Chang Jefferson, who will be filling in for me. Leslie, would you like to take us out?
Okay. Please enjoy a song from the lesbian Afro-Norwegian funk duo Nefertiti's Fjord. Oh, wow. They are terrible.
Oh, yes, they're quite awful, but... they are lesbians, so...
Nanette's falling in love with Paris, and we get this weird American Beauty reference. But who is that for?
But no, but that's...
these rose petals on these frog titties.
That are not there. There's no vagina, there's no tits on this frog, and yet there are rose petals that are strategically placed. There are no kids that are going to get an American Beauty reference.
And every adult in the room who gets the reference is going to feel weird because they're going to remember, oh, right, that's a reference to a naked woman.
A young naked woman.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
And a famous drag queen to be that. I mean, the last famous drag queen that we were in front of was when Detox licked your head.
Was that really the last time? I feel like there'd been some other stuff in between. But yeah, Detox has licked my head.
Yeah. Well, I guess we've been to DragCon between that time.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, anyways.
You've got a photo with fucking... Ginger Minj.
Oh, I do. We have a signed tote bag of hers. It's super cute.
We got a signed 8x10. What do you...
I know.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Clancy loves learning about a new big one.
This is true. And did you know that Bette Midler's in it?
We have never told that story on the podcast, and I'm kind of waiting until we do Hocus Pocus.
We will wait until we do that. Me.
But why you gotta be such a dick about it? Because I'm getting back to the testicle, Clancy.
Yes,
we're rounding the corner.
Back to the testicle.
Back to the testicle. Oh, I pulled it down.
Oh yeah, pull that window down. Oh.
There was a little fridge in the green room. There was like a water cup size cup of ranch dressing. And I was like, is this anyone's ranch or can I drink this just to the general room? Because it was really just like my client and Doug Jones. Doug Jones gave me the weirdest look.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, I'm just kidding. It's just ranch dressing. And that's my Doug Jones story.
I mean, has he not, like, you know, forgive me for if this is too much, but is he not just like coming in the forest everywhere? Just jacking it everywhere he is? With such a Ziakis, I would. That bird's cute. Sploosh.
I just hit my teeth with my metal straw.
Oh, no. You okay?
Yeah, those front two are my strong ones. It's all the other ones falling apart.
Oh, jeez.
Nell Minow from Common Sense Media. You can't laugh at people's names.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Do you?
Yes.
Nell Minow from Common Sense. I even asked you. I asked you, do you have it? And you said yes. You lied to me.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, for news, Black Panther is going to have a spin. Black Panther is going to have a spinoff series centered around. Okoye. Black Panther is going to have a spinoff sent.
Ooh, darling. Let's be wicked.
Yes.
I'm trying to reference the film, but I haven't really.
Film that's seen on the TV while Cruella is in the hotel room is Alfred Hitchcock's Lifeboat from 1994.
No. We're nonplussed. Films.
Bye.
I did have a thought.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it was. Estella also kidnaps the Baroness's Dalmatians after one of them accidentally swallows her
Merlin's knickers. Yeah, Busa Tavaleva Bone. Where's the bathroom?
That's, no.
Is that not?
I don't think so. It was something toilette.
Oh, where's the lavatory? It's gotta be. My dad used to say that all the time. He's like, this is the French word that I know. Busa Tavaleva Bone. It's like, where's the lavatory or where's the bathroom?
I think it's where's the washroom. She specifically asks for the toilet.
The toilet, yeah. Yes. Which is a very UK thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she says we twice. Sorry. I don't even know. Don't know where we were going.
Because usually, things built in the 70s, there are synthesizers that are still kicking around today because they made them like fucking
Look,
tanks.
This is not Tech Talk with Clancy Canto.
No,
can we move on?
All I'm saying is that talk box or that call box probably was still functional.
Sure.
Because of the craftsmanship at the time. But anyways.
Maybe she didn't have that thought and she was just, look, when I was in my 20s, sometimes I was dramatic for dramatic sake.
I mean...
With the scene where the Winx jumping up the stairs,
yeah,
in this, and he looks, yeah, those little back and forth cantilevered hops. You know, podcasts aren't a visual medium, so y'all can't.
Josh was just rocking.
Y'all can't
back
see
and
me
forth,
air humping hitting. The horse outside of the grocery store.
Oh. Oh no. We are doing Disney Pixar's 2011 Luca.
Not 2011. It was one of the things that I started to do at the beginning of the pandemic that I then waned on for a while because of depression or whatever.
Yeah,
I found something else to distract me. Who knows? Luca Pagur, why would you do this to me?
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
That like absolutely. The mom's like, you can't go up there and be gay. It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might become a rent boy, or you might catch something, or. You know, of course, the inverse to this is you might catch a girl, you might get pregnant, you might get a girl pregnant. I mean, I ran away as a kid. I went past the stop sign, which I was forbidden to do.
Oh,
and I made myself a bindle with a broom handle and a bandana.
Oh
and
my
I
God.
Definitely had my Game Boy and some cookies and probably a juice box or two and the whole bottle of Flintstone vitamins.
Bless your heart.
I know, right?
so much subliminally happening here.
At one point, there's the fan, the oh no, we already talked about. Oh, no, we'll get there in a minute. Go ahead.
It's all good. Hold on. I got some stuff. Oh, sorry. I thought you had some.
You said more. I've got some stuff.
I do have some stuff. Okay. Here, I'll throw another marker. Here we go. I really do enjoy that Julia accepted, Luca and Alfonso just.
Alfredo.
Is it Alfredo? No, it's Alberto.
Alberto. Hit the mark. Oh, good. Look at you being on top of it. It's just, the thing is that.
Did we burn down the house?
Oh, no,
we
wasn't good. Lit.
Okay. I saw it. I saw it fly into the air and it was just like, well, I guess he doesn't care, but you know.
We've got renter's
insurance. We've got renter's insurance.
Again, I say this kid's drawing would look much worse if. Oh, but I never said it before. So.
Oh.
This is phallic from top to bottom.
Yeah. I mean, that's the Josh Witke story right there. But like, you know, it's one of those things where. It's one of those things where it just. Again, yeah, when you look at it, like
if there's anything you and I are less familiar with, it's gagging. Am I right?
Oh my God.
It's funny. But there, it reminds me of this town that's halfway, maybe halfway. No, it's just outside of Houston, but it's in between us and Houston.
Okay.
And it's, I forget what the name of the town actually is, but there's a family and it's the Beavers family who's sort of like built up around this town, and there's like Beaver's Kitchen and Beaver's Realty, and you know, it's like, leave it to Beavers, and there's all this Beaver stuff all over this tiny town. And unlike the sort of like weird Satanistic thing happening here, there's lots of vagina puns about in this small town, and I find it thrilling for one.
My God.
The fun, ask anyone. A second beaver can be second to none. Two beavers are better than one.
Let me just burp and right into my microphone.
Yeah.
Not, it's not. Okay. how do I get into this? That over there is my husband, Clancy.
Wait, where am I?
You're over there.
Oh, and Josh is over there. He's also my husband. This Spooptober is Hocus Pocus Do. Electric Witcheloo. I don't know. It's Hocus Pocus 2.
It's
oh, yeah.
It's coming down.
But also
it's
the fact...
All right, Clancy, where can they find us on social media?
They can find us at X, Instagram, and Facebook at NonplusPod.
Yes, and if you've got suggestions for films that you want to see, especially now that this catalog is so expanded,
yeah,
send us a note at suggestions@nonpluspod.com.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's it. That over there is my husband, Clancy.
And over there is my husband, Josh.
Your very patient and loving husband, Josh. And we are
Nonplus.
This ain't Texas. Ain't hey, no holder.
No. Take it down.
You did the research. Do you not know the fucking lyrics to the song? God damn it.
Okay, so
yeah, whatever happens,
yeah,
we love each other and it's fair play.
Yes,
but it's just play.
It is, And shaboobada is the safe word.
Shaboobada is the safe word. If we ever get too far and it's, oops, there's emotions, shaboobada.
Yeah.
And we eject immediately.
All right.